He knew that getting rid of the body would be the hardest. That's if he could kill her. But he had to, because if he didn't, she'd kill him. And she had to go, that was a fact. And he'd more or less worked out how she'd die. Well, yeah, he read all about how tough it would be, not like in the films. Wringing the life out of a person would be no easy task. Not that he was actually going to strangle her. Yet, he only had to think about why it should be easy. She was a bitch, no mistake, but that wasn't why she had to die. He'd met plenty of bitches in his time, and they were still alive, as far as he knew. But her, she was the queen of them, with a capital B. But that wasn't the reason. Don was the reason. The shitbag had well and truly dropped them in it. Not only screwed with the plan, but told her the punchline. Don and his big fat mouth. He should have known. Not that he'd forgotten the last time, but he hoped that Don had learned to button it. And he was the best in the business of stealing. And not just ordinary stealing, anything they could shift easily and quickly for a big profit from those who could afford it. They did their homework well. Justified was the word. He sometimes thought that was more of a thrill than the stealing. So many shitbags, not enough time. The three of them had teamed up, too long ago to remember, meeting by chance, each recognising kindred spirits. And they'd done well. They had principles, well, he did for sure. Nobody poor or needy or even just making it, and definitely no disabled or weak, except for that one time. The bastard might be poor, but he shouldn't have beaten up his wife. Got what he deserved. And the wife was bunged enough for a clean getaway. The bitch had argued then, the start of the rot. Was that really when things began to turn sour? Not a bloody charity, but shit. Weren't there times when you just had to? 50 jobs later, 50 for shit's sake, and she was still on about it. He'd notice her eyeing him when she thought he wasn't aware of it, but he knew and could read her mind. It'd be him or her. This would be the last job, into the sodding sunset. Bloody Don. Yeah, he wondered if they could go their separate ways, but they knew too much about each other, and she was paranoid. She'd always been wild, but when it came to the work, she was brilliant. They all were, she and Don and he. Now it had to end, and he didn't want to die. He'd stockpiled enough to live comfortably, if not like a king. He'd be okay. Oh, bloody hell. Didn't she know he'd never say anything? The past was the past. He sighed. The stupid bitch. She'd never let him go. Or Don. But that was his lookout. He should have kept his mouth shut. He'd planned to bugger off, leave their cut in the usual place, and, well... But Don had overheard him on the phone booking flights under another name. He'd have to change that now. No, hell, why did she have the right to know? Why couldn't he just go? He'd had enough, and things were knackered, and he knew it. Too crazy. Fend for yourself, you idiot fuck. It was about time you did. He supposed she'd always been crazy, but her magic fingers and fertile, versatile, almost genius mind had hauled sufficient loot for the three of them to live in relative luxury. But the craziness was now in full throttle. Yeah, all her screws had come loose. He was so sure he could hear them rattle with the grind of her teeth. And he didn't want to be in the firing line. But he'd never killed anyone. They'd never even carried guns on the job, just in and out like bloody foxes. She always carried a knife. Not that he'd really seen her use it. And the time they were nearly mugged didn't count. Shitbag got such a fright. He wondered if it could be her race. All he'd met had been clever, wily even, most of them friendly though. And shit, no, he wasn't a racist. What did he care about colour or whatever, as long as he got the job done? Clever they might be, but all Chinese were not crazy. And she was the craziest person he'd ever met. And he'd be more than crazy if he stayed. He got the idea from a film, though it seemed so pathetic, it worked. But it had, in the film. And when it came to think of it, he realised why. It was all down to perception. She underestimated him, they all did, but he'd cultivate that. And he'd be working on the garden for some time, just in case. All the neighbours thought him respectable. He'd always had to be 10 paces ahead of the rest, like chess. She'd never see it coming. She had no friends. Not even he or Don had no family, she told them, so nobody would miss her. Don might even help, after he explained that he'd be a goner too. If only he'd kept his mouth shut. He heard a noise. He leapt from the chair and picked up the spade. He'd have to think about disposing the body later.